This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lawmakers say they're working on a bill that aims to protect the state's safety net clinics for those who often can't afford to pay for health care. CPR's John Daly reports.
The lieutenant governor and legislative Democrats held a news conference to preview a new bill. It would cap health care insurance payments the state makes to hospitals for about 60,000 state workers. The amount saved, perhaps $50 million, would be reinvested in the safety net. Here's Representative Kyle Brown of Boulder.
We can save Coloradans money on health care by reining in the highest hospital prices and still protect the safety net providers that Coloradans rely upon.
The State Hospital Association says the bill might threaten the finances of hospitals. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Since Colorado tightened its law on business identity theft, it has resolved nearly 1,500 complaints. CPR's Megan Verlee.
Two common types of fraud are if someone uses a name or address that doesn't belong to them to file new business documents, or if someone files paperwork in the name of a legitimate company in order to hijack its identity. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold is touting the number of frauds resolved in the 2 years since the law passed. And the Colorado Sun reports she's asking the legislature to authorize her to hire someone to deal with the issue full-time. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado's education chief is confident that financial support for the state's neediest children won't stop, even as the new administration proposes dramatic cuts to the federal Department of Education. Colorado Education Commissioner Susana Cordova believes Colorado's federal funds for low-income students, schools, and school meals, and students with disabilities won't be threatened.
I believe deeply that as a nation, we understand the importance of a public school system that provides opportunities for kids.
It's unclear what other federal education dollars could be in jeopardy. It would take Congress to shut down, to close the federal Department of Education. This is CPR News.